John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So we have three siblings here, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. This particular Mary is the one who anointed his feet, and that's we'll read about that in the next chapter, but it was also in Matthew 26 and Mark 14. There was another account in Luke about a woman anointing Jesus. That would not be the same person, though. So he's been anointed at least twice by two different women. Therefore, his sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified by it." I think what he's saying here is, Lazarus is going to die, but he's not going to die permanently right now because this is a good way for me to show the glory of God by performing a miracle on Lazarus by raising him from the dead. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So even Jesus seemed to be just, you know, like all of us humans, just gets along better with certain people than he does other people, and just has people that are closer to him than other people. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus are just three siblings that he was very close to. Kind of like, sometimes the Apostle John is described as the apostle that Jesus loved. He was just very close with John. And how many times have we seen, you know, Peter, James, and John together doing something? So it's just normal. Therefore, when he had heard that he was sick, he remained 2 days still in the same place where he was. So he didn't rush to Lazarus's side because he knew what he was going to do. He was going to allow Lazarus to go ahead and die from whatever illness he had, and then he was going to go to him. Then after that, he said to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said to him, "Master, lately the Jews have sought to stone you, and you are going there again? I mean, Jesus, it's very, very dangerous for you to go back to Judea. The Jews want to kill you." Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him." I'm not exactly sure what Jesus' point is here in relation to the disciples questioning him. Jesus, the Jews are trying to kill you. Why would you go back to Judea? I don't know if Jesus is saying, "Hey, this is my mission. This is what I'm here to do." I don't know. If anyone has any ideas, let me know. He said these things, and after that, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Now, of course, he's talking about Lazarus dies and I'm going to go raise him from the dead. Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." So they're thinking physical sleep. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest and sleep. Then said Jesus to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Not that he's glad that Lazarus died, but he is glad that he has this opportunity to raise Lazarus from the dead and perform yet another supernatural act to show people that he is the Christ. Therefore, what he is preaching and teaching is from God. Then Thomas, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So I guess Thomas, at least at this point, is ready to just go with Jesus and die because he figures, okay, if Jesus is going back to Judea, the Jews are going to kill him. We may as well go with him because he's, our teacher and we're following him. I think Didymus, I'm not sure if that means twin. I think Thomas is sometimes referred to as the twin. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had already been laying in the grave 4 days. So this is not somebody who just died. And, you know, if you raise him from the dead, then people could just say, "Oh, well, he wasn't really dead." No, he'd been dead for 4 days in the tomb. Now, Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary still sat in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you will ask God, God will give it to you." To me, it sounds like Martha is asking Jesus to perform a miracle on her brother. Jesus said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection on the last day." She's talking about Judgment Day. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Now, of course, he's talking about physical life versus spiritual life here. She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, "The Master has come and calls for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her and comforted her in the house, when she saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." So Jesus and Martha had had a conversation, and then Martha went and told Mary that, "Hey, Jesus is coming and he wants to talk to you." So then Mary gets up and she leaves quickly to go meet Jesus, and the people that are with her assume that she's going to the grave to mourn. Then when Mary had come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." So she said the same thing that Martha said. If you had been here, he wouldn't have died. Because they knew that he was the Christ and that he could have performed a supernatural act on Lazarus and healed him so that he did not even have to go through the process of dying. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. He had compassion. Jesus has compassion. And said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" So even some of the people were saying that. Like, could he have not prevented Lazarus from dying at all? If he could have healed him, because he performs other supernatural acts. Therefore Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay on it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days." So again, this is not somebody who just died, and, you know, the Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests could all make the accusation of, well, he didn't really raise him from the dead. He wasn't really dead. He was just unconscious. No, he has been in his grave for 4 days. He is rotting. He stinks. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you always hear me. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And thus, when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Now, I've heard before that the reason he said, "Lazarus, come out," because Jesus has so much power that if he had just told the dead to rise, they probably would have all rose from the dead. So he was very specific about who was to rise from the dead. "Lazarus, come out." And he who was dead came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who came to Mary and had seen the things that Jesus did believed in him. Why wouldn't they? This was a supernatural act. Again, Christianity is not about blind faith. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Oh, goody. The chief priests and the Pharisees get to come and persecute him some more. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What do we do? For this man does many miracles." They're not even denying it. They know that this man can perform supernatural acts, and yet they refuse to believe that he is the Christ. Thus, if we leave him alone, all men will believe in him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. This is the reason why they will not believe, because they liked their station. They liked being in charge. They liked being the spiritual leaders. They liked having the praise of men, and they did not want the Romans coming in and taking over. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish." And he spoke this not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for that nation. So the Holy Spirit had given Caiaphas a prophecy. Now, Caiaphas wasn't forced to say that. We know that God does not force anyone to do anything, but Caiaphas received this prophecy from the Holy Spirit, and he spoke it out loud. And not for that nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. So he is prophesying about the coming of the church. This man Jesus, who is the Christ, must die on the cross so that he can save the world and gather together all those who believe and obey him into his one church that he's going to establish. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together to put him to death. Therefore, Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and stayed there with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand. This is going to be the fourth Passover. So we know that Jesus' 3.5-year mission is just about over, because this is the fourth Passover mentioned in the book of John. And many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" Yeah, he's going to come to the feast, so let's be there. Now both the chief priests and Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should reveal it that they might take him. So this is all about to come to a head. Jesus has been teaching and preaching and performing miracles, confirming the word for 3.5 years now. It is almost time for him to be crucified, buried, raised again, and ascend back into heaven. And that is John chapter 11.